We've been living with COVID, for more than 2 years, and now cases of another concerning virus have reached the U.S. Earlier this week, World Health Organization officials said chances are unlikely monkeypox will reach pandemic levels. And it's different from COVID because scientists have known about it for decades. WHYY's Zoe Reed has more.
The recent outbreak is unusual. Monkeypox is not typically found outside of Central and Western Africa. Now, there have been more than 250 cases of monkeypox in 23 countries across multiple continents. Monkeypox is related to the virus that causes smallpox, though not the same. The virus lives among animals, but occasionally spreads to humans. And like smallpox, this is not a new virus.
Scientists have been studying this virus for decades.
That's Dr. Stuart Isaacs, an infectious disease doctor at the University of Pennsylvania. He says with monkeypox, health officials are more prepared than with COVID.
We have vaccines, and we even have therapeutics.
Isaac says another way monkeypox is different from COVID-19, it's not as contagious. People can get infected through close contact, such as exposure to broken skin. Most cases from this outbreak have been among men who have sex with men, but anyone can become infected. Symptoms include fever, swollen lymph nodes, and a blistering rash. Dr. David Sanimo is an infectious disease specialist with the med school at Rutgers. He says if anyone is experiencing symptoms, monkeypox shouldn't necessarily be ruled out.
One of those things that we have to keep as potentially an interesting data point, but at this point, anybody with fever and a rash, I'd be thinking, could you have monkeypox?
Interestingly, the vaccine for smallpox actually offers protection against monkeypox. It can also be used after exposure, says Dr. Amita Gupta of Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. People stopped getting the smallpox vaccine after 1972, when the disease was eradicated.
It's the one and only disease in humans that we've actually managed to eradicate from the world. But we've kept smallpox vaccinations available in case it's ever used as an agent of bioterrorism or if it ever does reemerge. And of course, because of its cross protection with monkeypox, we have access to a stockpile of it as well for other indications.
But this monkeypox outbreak isn't big enough to warrant bringing the shot back, Gupta says. While monkeypox is still rare in the U.S., viruses that are transmitted from animals to humans might increase over the next decade as people and animals move closer together, says Dr. Michael Levasseur of Drexel University.
It's what we've been expecting as we encroach on other territories, as animals have to move territories, as ecosystems go up against the pressures of climate change. We're going to see changes in the pathogens that are surrounding us.
He says that calls for more investment into public health to better prepare for disease outbreaks. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.